integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, all right, I'm looking at a study right in front of me right here that is talking about actually type 2 diabetes, which is on the rise continually, even though we know better and we try to do better. Hey, what's going on? So there are definitely some drugs that are used to treat type 2 diabetes. And in my opinion, the benefits do not outweigh the risk long term. There has to be an exit strategy. But I am looking at a study that says that a plant botanical. So when we say botanical, what we really are talking about are plants. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we've always talked on this show that it's not just, hey, the plants. It's like, hey, what part of the plant? And then what part of the plant? Meaning, is it the stem? Is it the root? Is it the leaf? Is it the flower? There are many different medicinal parts of plants. And then within those parts, there are components. So in berberine, we're talking about, it's a alkaloid that is actually superior to one of the biggest drugs on the market right now, and that would be metformin. Dr. Weiss, do you know about this?
Yeah, I use it a lot. Game changer.
Game changer for sure.
Game changer. Absolutely game changer. Faux show. And here's why. We largely replace some missing nutrients like vanadium, chromium. We have some gentle hypoglycemics like bitter melon and, you know, some different botanicals. I think fenugreek's in there. But we've never been able to really bring down hemoglobin A1C significantly without the use of exercise and diet and losing weight and doing that. And that's fine because we're underlying cause, as naturopathic doctors, we're underlying cause people. But it would be nice that during that process, if we could drag these hemoglobin A1Cs down like the medications can. Metformin is a wonderful drug. It is probably the safest of all of the diabetes drugs. Long term, you're right, Holly, we have all sorts of questions about it. After metformin, the risk benefits become just really convoluted. Some of them make you gain weight. Talk about the worst thing you can do with a type 2 diabetic, have them gain weight. Some have them gain weight. Some of them have caused, you know, the shots and the Januvias and the Resulins. Some of them have been pulled from the market. The medications just got really heavy and really toxic and a lot of side effects with them. Berberines come along. Now, when you speak with botanical experts about berberines, they smile. They are like duct tape. They're anti-infectives. They are detoxing. And there are components in a bunch of different botanicals, including coptis, which is golden thread, Oregon grape, barberry, golden seal. In a variety of plants, there's berberines in there. But we've largely used berberines as an anti-infective. And the interesting thing for me about this, Holly, is berberine is not lowering sugar. So if you take too much berberine, you're not going to go hypoglycemic and pass out. That's a drug model. Berberines are an anti-infective. We know there is a gut bacteria portion to diabetes. We know that there is an infection in the intestines that is setting this off. Otherwise, everyone who is 100 pounds overweight would have type 2 diabetes. It seems like berberine is going after the bug that might be the underlying cause for type 2 diabetes. And I am seeing absolutely clinically it has worked better than it has in the research. And I'm talking about well over 2,000 to 3,000 patients that I have on berberines, and it is dropping sugars like the hemoglobin A1Cs, which is the 90 average, like a rock. It is breakthrough stuff.
Okay, so you're very smart, sir, and you talk really fast. So I want to go back because you threw out hemoglobin A1C and you said it's the 90 average, but can you break that down just a little bit clearer for our listeners?
Yeah, a single sugar, it's a decent screening tool, fasting, but not very effective. What we like is really three other numbers. The lead diagnostic tool for any diabetes is a 90-day average of your sugars. What are they overall? Because that's what the body sees. That's the toll it will pay on the body. And we use different scales, number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We use this. It's not like 99 to 105. It's a very different scale. And the hemoglobin A1C, this 90-day average, that's our benchmark. Now, we also like insulin numbers. We also like glucose averages, mean average glucoses. But the primary one is this hemoglobin A1C, which is the number that is affected with these berberine alkaloids, with these botanicals. And also on top of it, my God, Holly, I haven't seen any side effects. None.
Right.
In diabetes medicine.
That's amazing. And I think you bring up a really, really good point as well, that you say that you're using berberine, so these alkaloids, in the treatment of type 2 diabetes is working better than the research. And, you know, that's a great point there, because there is research out there, right? There could be anecdotal research, there can be double-blind placebo-controlled mm-hmm. studies, there could be the gold standard, but boy, I got to tell you, the best research sometimes that I feel like I have in my practice is just good old observation. I'm like, how do you quantify too, like when you're talking in a whole system, you know, because I know you and I know that the medicine that we practice, you're not just, if somebody comes in with type 2 diabetes, you're not just going to say, oh, instead of metformin, you're going to take this, you're going to take this berberine alkaloid, you know, you don't do that, right? That's one little slice of the pie when you're talking about treatment. Is that correct?
It's correct. And even more importantly, you're talking about a difference between alternative medicine and naturopathic doctor. An alternative doctor would say, oh, switch the metformin out for the berberine, good luck. A naturopath says, we're going to use the berberine while we're getting the weight under control with our diet and lifestyle, and then even eventually you don't need to be under the berberine, which is what I like.
Right. Very, very important. Absolutely. I mean, that's... you know, one of the things I also want to comment on is that, you know, there are different systems of medicine. And I actually kind of had not a squabble, but one of my patients had a reaction to something. I hadn't seen her in months and months and months. She went to, which she should have gone, she went to urgent care, which is, you know, sometimes people will contact me and they'll be having a very, you know, they'll be using very urgent and insistent words on how they're feeling. And I'm like, go present to your urgent. I'm like, you got to go get help. Like, this is, you know, I love that, you know, you feel like you might be able to want some advice from me, but you know, the scope of my practice, we have the boundaries of our therapeutic relationship and I don't practice urgent care. And, but there's different systems of medicine, right? And so I had this experience with a woman who went to her conventional doctor because she was having a reaction and brought in a test that I had done, more of a functional medicine test. And of course, the doctor said, oh, that's bull. That's just bull. That's what he said. And she's like, my doctor says this is bull. You know, and I was just like, I got to tell you, listen, you know, people think it's apples and oranges sometimes. No, it's not. It's like apples and transistor radios. There is no comparison. There really isn't. And so, you know, when you think about metformin versus berberine, but you think about metformin versus berberine and dietary modifications and lifestyle modifications and support for what we know is identifying and treating the cause, you're talking about a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, and we keep waiting for these massive drug breakthroughs. You know, where are they? In fact, like when we're looking at the new DSM-4 for psychiatric drugs that are going out, the message basically is we have to start over. There is no new classes coming out. We don't have any insight on what we're doing. We need to start over. We're coming up with new diagnoses with no new therapies. I have all sorts of theories. That's for a different show. I think the breakthroughs are coming in the natural medicine arena where you're getting more effect with a lot less side effect at better cost. Berberines are not expensive, and they bring down hemoglobin A1Cs with minimal side effects, and we double-blinded them versus metformin, and they're nailing it. I think the real breakthroughs are in the natural medicine side, Holly.
I think so, too, and I'm so happy that you feel that way. Because then we can continue to not make rocket science here on our show.
Absolutely. So,
all right. So here we're talking about another alternative. So we're thinking about less side effects and effectiveness. It's always cool when you're looking at something and there's a very inexpensive yet effective and safe alternative to what's conventionally already out there. And so it's worth staying informed and therefore staying well, because that's what we try to help you do here on our show and everywhere else on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.